Harry Carey Jr. played a part in creating the myth of the West. He was a regular in director John Ford's stock company. Harry Carey Jr. appeared in 9 Ford films, including Rio Grande, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, Wagon Master, and 3 Godfathers. He followed in the footsteps of his father, Harry Carey Sr., who was one of Hollywood's first Western movie stars and was best known for his roles in John Ford movies. I spoke with Harry Carey Jr. in 1989 and asked him about filming those epic John Ford scenes with the cavalry fighting the Indians.
We loved it. It's sort of like, I imagine, a good athlete feels the same feeling before a baseball or a football game. It's a challenge, and the unexpected is always the best. Ford was very lucky that way. I think he got the best action of any director I've ever worked for.
Well, how are these things choreographed? Like, how much would you rehearse it? And how well would it actually work in the final shoot? Because it seems like it would so easily become chaos in one of the big battle scenes.
Well, Ford didn't rehearse those things. You can't when you've got that many horses and Indians and cavalry and everything involved. But he had a tremendous talent and gift for communicating with large groups of people. And even though he could be tough personally, one-on-one with actors, I mean, he picked on John Wayne a lot. He was marvelous with the extras and with the Indians and with the Navajos and all of the extra guys that they hired out on locations like up in Moab or Monument Valley, wherever. And they all got to know him like he made them feel like they were playing a very important role in the picture. And so he had them so keyed up, like a really great football coach with a football team. He'd have them so organized and told everybody exactly what he wanted. It was all clear in all of our minds, and then you just couldn't wait to do it. And when you heard that gunshot, all hell broke loose, you know. He'd always have like 6 cameras or 5 cameras on a scene like that. You know, he just didn't rely on one camera. You know, he'd have them stuck all around on top of hills and everything so that he could get intercut with different things.
Were you ever hurt?
But it was a wonderful feeling before a scene like that, because in those days they didn't have the walkie-talkie things, you know, like they have in all the war pictures now. And the ADs, the assistant directors, carry these, you know, on their belts. And they can talk, even if they're 2 miles away from the camera, they can talk to the director. In those days, you rode out to wherever you were before the stampede or before the big cavalry charge, and you'd be like a half a mile or a quarter of a mile away from the director, and then you just have to wait until you heard a gunshot, and then when the director shot the gun off, then you started charging. It was a great feeling. It was very exhilarating.
Did you know who you were supposed to be shooting or who was supposed to
be
shooting you?
No, and one of the things that happened, like when you... Western actors finally got, you know, you use blanks, of course, I'm sure you know. But when you get on location, you're using local kids or local guys, and they get these blank pistols and you can get hurt with it, powder burns, you know, and this big wad comes out and hits you right in the eye or in the forehead. And I've seen guys look right at you and then shoot you, you know. And Wayne would always make a big speech. He'd say, shoot in an empty space, because on the camera it doesn't look like it looks like you're aiming at somebody. But he said, don't point your guns at another person. Shoot at the empty spaces. But they never heard, you know, and you had to be careful because somebody would shoot you right in the face.
Harry Carey Jr., recorded in 1989. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.